Transformations by Biagro, read by Twezadark. Fandom Harry Potter, pairing Harry Draco, rating PG. Number 12 in the Catboy Draco arc. After taking several more minutes to compose himself, Harry finally exited the loo. The outer room appeared to be empty at first, but further inspection of the couch revealed a blue point Siamese cat. Harry stared at it for long moments before the full implication of what he was seeing sank in. Draco had finally changed on his own. Remembering his painful experience the first time he had startled Cat Malfoy out of sleep, Harry crouched and stroked a hand gently down the animal's back. "Malfoy, Draco, you did it," the Gryffindor whispered. The cat opened its eyes, blinked, stretched, and then sat up. When Malfoy cocked his head and gave a quizzical meow, Harry's excitement finally got the better of him. He scooped the cat up, tucking it close to his body, and did a quick spin. "You did it!" he whooped. Everything happened very fast after that. One minute, Harry was cuddling a cream-colored cat, and the next he had an armful of blonde boy. Draco staggered and grabbed Harry's shoulders to steady himself. Gray eyes full of wonder shifted to meet a twinkling green gaze. "I did it," Malfoy breathed, sounding like he couldn't quite believe what had happened. "I did it." "Yes," Harry nodded emphatically. Draco began to laugh, a happy sound that the Gryffindor had never heard from him before. Harry quickly joined in. Soon they were giggling and slapping one another on the back like best mates. As they started to come down from their euphoria, Harry realized just how close they were standing and how tightly they were clinging to one another. Malfoy must have noticed this fact at the same time because his eyes widened suddenly and his breath hitched in his throat. Harry was never sure who leaned into whom, but one second he was wondering if Draco's lips were as soft as they looked, and the next second he had his answer. The kiss was tentative, but firm. Harry quickly decided it was easier to do and not think. He wasn't sure if he would break into hysterical laughter or dissolve into the floor if he thought too hard about the fact that he was currently kissing Draco Malfoy. He was just wondering how to go about deepening the kiss when a hesitant tongue swept across his lower lip. That tongue was Harry's undoing. He groaned loudly and dragged the Slytherin impossibly closer, tangling his fingers in Malfoy's robes and hair. For a second, Draco melted into him, but the next instant, Harry was holding an empty cloak, and a Siamese cat was darting from the room. It wasn't until much later that Harry realized something. When he'd had his hands in Draco's hair, he had not encountered the cat ears. They were completely gone. End. The continuation of this series is coming soon.